Right at the turn of the millennium, Amy Powers started a firm that was probably not destined to last more than 5 or 10 years. But the fact is, it's lasted for 25 years. Any small business has trouble getting through that period. But her firm, her marketing firm, media relations firm, crisis management firm, has lived a full life for the last 25 years and going into its 26th. Amy Powers, president and CEO, and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Must have been really challenging starting out on completely on your own. I mean, now you've graduated, you own your own building. This is... Talk about the challenge.
It is a dream, you know, come true for me. Not only did I start my business, but I also had a baby at the same time, an infant. So, and then 3 years later, a second one. So I birthed three things at one time.
What a challenge. So talk about what you've seen over the last 25 years. You know, I think about the founding right at the millennium, and we all assumed the world was going to come to an end, that all the computers were going to, you know, cross over from 99 into 2000. And we saw an enormous sell-off in the economy right after the beginning of the millennium. That was not a great time to start a business, was it?
No. And is it ever really a great time to start a business? I mean, is it ever really a great time to have a baby? You just do it. And I remember after my second child was born, my parents had come to visit me and I said, "Dad, I just don't know how I'm going to do it." And he said, "You'll just do." And that's what happens in business, right? But what have I seen? Wow. I mean, in addition to that, I've seen, you know, the dot-com bust, the Great Recession. I've gone through COVID. I've gone through historic, you know, inflation, and who knows what's next, but I think I'll still be around when, you know, I'm aiming right now for the big 3-0, as I look ahead to the future. So, you know, it's all about resilience. It's all about just getting up and putting your feet on the floor the next day and doing it again. And just, I think what's gotten me through all of this is just an optimistic mindset and gratitude and figuring the workaround, you know, finding the opportunity in the crisis, which is what I teach my clients all the time.
Because you do a lot of crisis management, but your business has changed so much in the last 25 years. I mean, 25 years ago, 20 years ago, I mean, you didn't have influencers. I'm still not sure I know what an influencer is or why we need influencers. There certainly wasn't, you know, marketing on Facebook or TikTok or anything else. Is this a fad?
No, certainly not. And I'll go back to the first, you know, 5 or 6 years. So one thing I did from the very beginning, you know, I made a decision. There were a lot of firms around me at the time when Twitter and Facebook were emerging. And I was truly in the first 5 years of my business. And I made a conscious choice. I hired two people. And I said, "You're going to learn Twitter. You're going to learn Facebook. I'm going to manage the both of you." And I set them out on that course. And I just had the mindset of like, whatever communication channel is emerging, it is my job to take the client down that path. I may be taking them down it with them kicking and screaming, but they have to go. And so some clients went reluctantly. Some clients trusted me. But that's been my mindset with every turn, with, you know, with Pinterest, with influencers, with anything that's come my way, now with TikTok. So I just believe that, you know, you've got to meet people where they are. And my daughter's now, you know, turning 22 this December, and the content that she takes in is driven by influencers. And so I have to go there with my employees and also with my clients.
So, but of course, the outgrowth of some of this has been the clients learn it and they see the success and they look around and say, "Well, what do I need anybody else? We can do this. We can do this in-house, or I can do this part-time. I can post stuff on TikTok or put up little messages on Facebook."
Yeah. Every now and then you'll come across, I call it a do-it-yourselfer, and that's fine if they want to do it. But if I were doing that for my own company, and I run a marketing company, a PR company, I have less time to run the business. I have less time to establish vision, create culture. So if the CEO or even the CMO is intent on being that hands-on, then they're not doing something else, which I think is of far greater importance and significance for the business.
So tell me about influencers. You know, on the one level, maybe influencers aren't new. I mean, people have looked in magazines or newspapers or seen, they used to call them trendsetters, I guess. And I want to have, I want to look like Jackie Onassis or whatever else. Is this sort of an outgrowth of that?
Yeah, I think it's always been there. I mean, I think we have traded the word influencer for people of influence. You know, when I got in the business, I was looking to, when mayor's office, you know, for that being the most significant person to have it, let's just say a grand opening of a big restaurant brand. Now I'm looking to influencers for being those voices. So it's just really a trade-off or a combination thereof.
So what's the next big thing?
Oh, wow. Well, I'm not a fortune teller. I truly.
What would you need? I mean, to be resilient for 25 years, you must be pretty good at spotting trends early. And you did with Facebook and with Twitter.
Yeah, I think I am. I mean, when I got it, you know, before I started my company, right on the precipice of it, I told people, you know, I want to have a completely virtual firm. And everybody thought I was crazy for having that thought. And here we are 25 years later, and I have a hybrid firm. So I do have my virtual firm in a sort of a hybrid fashion. But what is the next trend? I mean, certainly AI is changing everything that we do. It's coming on fast, but I don't think the rate of adoption is what everybody feared it to be. I don't think it's going to be taking away jobs overnight. It's really a migration. So, you know, I truly don't have the answer for you. I'm like everybody else. I'm looking for that. But I do pay attention to futurists and what they're saying. And, you know, I go back to what's really gotten me here, David, and that's, you know, creating a really great culture. If I've got that, I can handle anything that comes my way, any trend, any fad.
Well, congratulations. And like I said, at the beginning, you've got your own building now. I mean, you're not going to be completely virtual. You have bricks and mortar.
I do. And I love it. It has always been a dream to have my own commercial real estate. I finally have it. And yes, I do have brick and mortar. And I also have the virtual component. So for me, I have the best of both worlds as we go, you know, go forward to 30 years.
Amy Power is president and CEO of the Power Group and has been now for 25 years. Congratulations again.
And counting.
Thanks for spending some time with us.
Always a pleasure.
For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.